This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States will send armored units into eastern Syria to help protect oil fields from a potential move by the Islamic State group. Speaking at a NATO summit in Brussels, Esper said Islamic State must not be allowed to threaten the oil fields.
The United States will maintain a reduced presence in Syria to deny ISIS access to oil revenue as we reposition for the next phase of the Defeat ISIS campaign.
The secretary's announcement came after President Trump tweeted on Friday that the U.S. mission in Syria is complete and American troops are coming home. Trump has ordered the withdrawal of nearly all U.S. forces in Syria, and Russia and Turkey have divided security roles in the region. Meanwhile, Turkish-backed Syrian rebel forces entered the northeastern Syrian town of Ras al Ain on Friday. A rebel leader said his forces will demine the city, allowing civilians to return to the border town. Most of the residents of Ras al Ain have fled, many displaced at crossings like Semalka until they are eventually allowed into Iraqi Kurdistan. Turkish forces launched an offensive on northeastern Syria, including Ras al Ain, this month, after President Donald Trump announced his forces were withdrawing from the area. On Thursday, the UN said as many as 176,000 people, including 80,000 children, have fled their homes since the Turkish incursion began earlier this month. Only around 7,100 Syrian Kurds have made it over the border to neighboring Iraq. The rest are stuck mostly in Kurdish-run Syrian towns. For more, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. At least 25 protesters were killed in Iraq on Friday when security forces used tear gas and an Iranian-backed militia opened fire to try to quell renewed demonstrations against corruption and economic hardship. The Iraqi Human Rights Commission said 8 protesters were killed in Baghdad. Another 8 were killed in Amara City, including one police officer and a militia member. The bloodshed is the second major bout of violence in Iraq this month. A series of clashes 2 weeks ago left 157 people dead and more than 6,000 wounded. The U.S. Justice Department has launched a criminal investigation into the genesis of the special counsel probe of Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. The new investigation grew out of an internal Justice Department review of the origins of former special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia election meddling investigation that ended in March. We get more from AP's Rita Foley.
Donald Trump went on to win the presidential election that year. He calls the investigation a witch hunt. Now the Justice Department reportedly is launching a criminal investigation of its own 2016 probe into the Trump campaign. We don't know what potential crimes are being investigated. Two Democrats who are leading the impeachment inquiry, Congressman Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler, say they worry now that the Justice Department under President Trump has lost its independence and become a vehicle for President Trump's political revenge. Rita Foley, Washington.
An Indonesian report says the Lion Air Jet 737 crash due to aircraft flaws, among other factors. VOA's Jeff Custer has details.
The investigation has found the flight that 1 year ago plunged into the Java Sea just 13 minutes after takeoff, killing 189 people, was dogged in a number of ways, including poor design, inadequate training, and maintenance problems. The final accident report says the pilots were never told how to quickly respond to malfunctions of the Boeing 737 MAX jet's automatic flight control system, known as MCAS. The report also says the aircraft had problems on its last 4 flights, including one the day before its fatal accident. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
British police have arrested a 4th person in connection with the deaths of 39 people in a refrigerated truck in Grays, England. Pippa Mills is a deputy chief constable in Essex.
A 48-year-old man from Northern Ireland was arrested at Stansted Airport earlier today on suspicion of conspiracy to traffic people and on suspicion of manslaughter.
8 women and 31 men were found in a refrigerated trailer on Wednesday in a case that has shocked Britain. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.